And now.
Capital 263.
Welcome to the 263 Chat Show, bringing you live interviews, discussions, and stories on pertinent issues in Zimbabwe and around the world.
Hello, once again, welcome to the program Youth and the Road to 2018. My name is Lovejoy Mtongwiza. I'm your host for this program. So, there's been a lot of tango within the ruling party ZANU-PF due to factional lines emanating from the succession dispute. This has also not spared the youths who have been aligned to some factions, one called Lacoste, the other one called G40. I don't know what that means. So, today we're going to be discussing the existence of the two alleged factions, and this factionalism is threatening to derail ZANU-PF plans ahead of the 2018 elections. So, today in the program, I have two former provincial chairpersons. I'll let them introduce themselves for ZANU-PF. These guys have been friends and they've been enemies within the political circle. So, gentlemen, welcome to the program. Introduce yourselves. Jim.
My name is Jim Kunaka, mm-hmm. former ZANU-PF provincial youth chairman, Harare province.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Yeah, my name is Godfrey Tsenengam. I'm a former member of the ZANU-PF party and also a former provincial chairman for Mashonaland and Central from 2009 up to 2015 before I got expelled in 2016.
All right. Let's get into it. I'll start with you, Jim. You guys are both mentioning your former. So tell me about your youth experiences within the ruling party and where you are right now. Where are we with Jim Kunaka?
Okay. Myself, as from 2014, when Joyce Mujuru was expelled from ZANU-PF, I made the mistake that I am still regretting up to today. When I followed her, she formed the only party, Zimbabwe People First, mm-hmm. which ended up being the Zimbabwe People Lost. And then I decided to part ways with her mm-hmm. after I've shown that there's no leadership qualities in her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Nagasiana
was the only political part. Yakandirira ndikakura kusvika pandasvika nhasi. Uye yandinoziva it's ZANU-PF. And then I decided to go back and rejoin ZANU-PF. And currently I am a cell member in ZANU-PF.
All right. Chi changa chamboita kuti mudzoke mumbobuda mumboenda kuna Joyce ndiyapi maqualities amamamboona ana Joyce amakazonzi aya asiriwo bai
ano apana maqualities andakanga ndamboona because chakangoitika ndechekuti you know I was kidnapped
okay
in 2014 ndikava ne pain yakandirwadza kuti okay I've worked for my party.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to rescue 7 seats mm-hmm. in Harare
mm-hmm.
from MDC to Kamadzora to ZANU-PF.
Okay.
But then, is this the reward?
You felt underappreciated.
Yes. So, ndakar wadziwa, neku kidnapwa, wandaka itwa, ndikaro wandikanzi, ndikanzi. Then Joyce, you and Rambozio could have a mentality of Kutada Kumokira president. Takango Funga could, okay, so vice president, you say, Moon Wesley, I don't party.
They have to be loyal.
Yeah, I go support all vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And the Inine and Dinay single day, Yanagambo a meeting in I could indeed Kuda Ambota and the president.
Okay.
Then go support our own digiti, am I? Mushango Rambo Muri Faisi. President. Nekuti hapana chakashata chandanga ndaona chekuti vanga zokwikwidzawo vamugabe kana kuti chavainacho chiri better than china baba wa Mugabe.
All right, all right.
So kuzungumtera kwandaka itenga na uye pain yo yakanga yapinda mandiri. Mm-hmm. But unoziva munhu kaita ashadze guru sometimes kabuda mumwe na
unochima maro
paradambuka makumbo then arizofambi. So
all right, all right. All right. Now ndoya kwa munhu mukoma Godfrey. Imimi wofuti muri munhu angari mumpati mamune ichinzvimbo changofanana nechava kunaka. Muri youth provincial chairman for my central muchi mabudo mumpati. Right. Muri mabudo daro muchi maita zvamuri kuita muta zvamuri kuita. But ndoda kuti mundudzo ma experiences yenyu within ZANU PF. Zvanhu zvakamira sei muri mumukati?
Yeah, fine. When I joined ZANU PF,
mm-hmm.
I joined ZANU PF because I believed in the ideals which I thought the party stands for.
Okay.
So I got the motivation and joined ZANU PF as a young person. Mm-hmm. So when I joined ZANU PF, I managed to rise through the ranks.
All right.
Up to the level I became the provincial chairman when I got elected in Mashonaland Central Province.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the party, I will fast forward it to 2014,
mm-hmm.
which may be of critical importance to this discussion.
Right.
In 2014, we were told that the president of the party was under siege.
Right. You were told by who?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay, fine.
We were told that the president of the party was under siege.
Okay.
From the second secretary of the party,
oh.
who happened to be the vice president also in the party, Maim Juru.
Okay, okay.
So it was only when we got the chance to have a one-on-one interaction with the party secretary himself at his official residence at State House in August 2014, if I'm not mistaken. When he highlighted to us as youth chairpersons then that he was under siege.
Mm-hmm.
And because during that period, I had also been suspended by what I would term, what was to me, my Juru's team in Mashonaland Central Province. They suspended me for 6 months unprocedurally.
Okay.
Yeah. So when the president said she was scheming against him and doing all sorts of things, I then happened to believe in him and said, no, maybe he's sincere in what he's saying, that she's planning to unseat him.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the president's side in trying to do what I thought was the legitimate thing of defending him from an attack.
Mm-hmm.
So we participated during that period in dethroning Maim Juru from her position as vice president in the party. As young people, we were very, very critical. We were 7 youth chairpersons who could escort the Secretary for Women Affairs, now Maim Gabe, to her initial rallies, meet the people to rallies in 2014. So after that, then the leadership came back to us and said, no, look, we have to get to the second round. We dealt with Maim Juru, but we have also not dealt with another faction, the Mnangagwa faction. We made a blunder by appointing one faction leader to be a vice president when we thought we were dismantling factionalism in the party.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, fine, so you want us to get involved again in dealing with Mnangagwa? And they said yes, and I said, no, we cannot do that again. Because for me, we had not dealt properly and constitutionally with Maim Juru.
Mm-hmm.
No binding allegations were presented before her. She was not even tried or even brought before a disciplinary committee. She wasn't. So he said, no, you want us to do the same on Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. Why? We have to exhaust Maim Juru's case first. So we then fall out of favor with the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Till a time when I got suspended from Mashonaland Central for 5 years. And when I got suspended, I then became so vocal, though I was at some point vocal within the structures of the party, saying out everything that I thought maybe was going wrong at party forums.
Okay.
But now that I had been suspended, I felt that I was not being given the chance to air out my views constitutionally as is provided for by the party constitution. Mm-hmm. So I started addressing press conferences, saying out what I think, pointing out at what I thought were things that were going wrong in the party. Mm-hmm. So that's when I also got expelled from the party till this time. But in May 2015, well, before I got suspended in December 2015, I came up with a youth forum, which I mentioned in another program, the Youth Affirmative Action Assembly of Zimbabwe. And now I'm leading Zimbabwe Youth Assembly, which is an inclusive platform mm-hmm. for all young people of Zimbabwe, where I want to impart the little that I have from the experience that I had in ZANU-PF and all the interactions that I had with the leadership and what I think is the best thing for the young generation and for the nation of Zimbabwe as a whole.
All right, interesting, sure. Interesting. Now I'll come to you, Comrade Jim. Imi makabuda mpati, makadzoka mpati. Life outside the party, yeah, ingeza mira safe for you.
Papa, suna a difference, mkoma.
Sanzo kango fanana.
Yeah, because inini I was totally empowered by ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
so there was nothing to cry. And I was enjoying my life as normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. You're talking about empowerment. Yeah. So are you one of the, let me not say few, but one of the youth who have benefited from President Mugabe's empowerment scheme?
Really?
What have you benefited?
I've managed to get a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing my farming.
Okay.
Every season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm farming.
All right.
And my family is enjoying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't understand those young people out there who are always crybabies. That we can't see where is the empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
When the president says something, it's up to you, as young as you are, to run around and get those opportunities.
Okay.
Those who are crying, especially from ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
complaining that we did not see the empowerment.
Yes, yes.
They are lazy. They expect the president to come to their houses and say, I've come with empowerment. There's nothing like that.
Mm.
You need to think. The policies are there.
Mm-hmm.
The money was given from different banks.
Right.
You need to write a project proposal. You apply to the bank in order for you to get that money. But the problem with other people, they thought if you use the name of the party, if you want to borrow money from the banks, you will get it.
Mm.
Mm. That's wrong.
Okay.
You need to separate politics from business.
All right, fine. So let me take you back to what you guys were saying. I can see in all these metrics, my youth are at the forefront, the policies of ZANU-PF. And as I said earlier, in the introduction, we can't ignore that my factions are in ZANU-PF. So, from Isusu Varukunzi, it's not my youth are at the forefront. Is it true? My youth, especially my che, didn't want to kukuru, the vakuru.
Okay, yeah, I think before I get to that question, I would want to make some submissions on what Comrade Jim was saying,
okay,
in terms of empowerment issues and experiences outside the
party.
The party.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a young person, who has been hustling and doing all sorts of things on your own,
mm.
you may not notice the difference of you having been chucked out of the party and you being in the party. But if you were one who relies on handouts from my chef,
mm.
you were one who would use the name of the party in moving around, trying to open up avenues for yourself,
mm.
then you have a challenge. But I would also want to challenge my brother Jim to say, look, we have to be very, very truthful in our submission.
All right. Yeah.
He must state it that, well, you lose some of the opportunities that maybe you were enjoying mm-hmm. when you were part of that system. The benefits which come along with your position.
Okay.
I would give, for example, like here in Harare,
mm-hmm.
when you are a provincial chairman, there are certain incentives. I'm not sure if it's the right term to say incentives.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you can access.
Or maybe benefits.
Yeah, maybe benefits or mm-hmm. whatever that you can access as a youth leader.
Okay.
Go to Mpedzanamo, go to Glenview Area 8, go to Magaba, go to Mbare Msika. There are monies coming out of there for the youth leadership, which also at some point Comrade Jim used to benefit from. So for him to say he's not missing anything, that would be a blue lie. You see, I'm not accusing him of anything, but I'm saying these are some of the things that come along
mm-hmm.
with being in power.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are out of power, depending with your area, mm-hmm. you may be missing something. Mm-hmm. We have to be realistic. Look at the plight of Comrade Dimtasa and others who are mm-hmm. out of ZANU-PF. And you understand when we say you may be losing out on certain things. But my point is, when we are in there, I'll mm-hmm. tell you one thing. Unenga uchifarira power and whatever it comes with. Zvinofanana nekufarira mari yechikwambo. Inouya nechikwambo. Uri kuwana mari iyoyo on the basis yekuti uri kupota uchipira hama dzako kuchikwambo. Uchiparopa kuchikwambo, icho chichikupa mari. Gore raunomira zvechikwambo izvozvo. You lose everything. Chinotanga chakuparadzira pfuma yachakakupa, chozoparadza iwewe. I'm saying it because we have seen it happening.
Okay.
You see. So now coming to your question about factions on whether young people are the ones being used or whatever. Fine. I've seen it. Where young people get themselves involved in. I was one of them in these factional fights.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to say, I was sent by somebody to get involved. Fine, for 2014, it's true, the leadership mobilized us into the faction of fights okay. against Mai Mjuru.
Mm.
But after that, I said, no, I'm not going to be mobilized anymore. So when you saw me doing everything, it was, but I was doing it by myself.
Okay.
Not even Mnangagwa anyone was sending me to do anything. So the majority of the young people you see in ZANU-PF getting involved in factional fights,
mm-hmm.
they are doing it on their own, thinking that maybe by doing so they may get favors from the leadership, assuming that maybe when it's either a G40 leader comes in or a Lacoste leader comes in, I may get some recognition okay. and get some appreciation from them. So for me to say it is the leadership which is using young people, no, it's not. It's the young people themselves who are availing themselves for abuse to the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so as much as leadership may take advantage of young people and use them, but it is because the young people have consented to that.
Mm-hmm.
They are availing themselves for abuse. So we cannot give the whole blame to Vasharukwa.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes to Vadik. In one way or the other, young people have also become accomplices
mm-hmm.
in whatever that is happening. So Vakuru vanongoya kuti ahurira kushandiswa. Then they will use it because you have allowed them to do so.
Mm. All right, fine. It will be very unfortunate if I don't give Comrade Jim Kutuva respond to my allegations. Comrade Jim.
No, they were not real allegations, but there were issues I was just raising.
And
say, no, he must be truthful in his submission.
So before I move on to my next question, I think I'll give this opportunity to Comrade Jim.
And the first thing is that I have to say that I have some opportunities. But ukasa. Zvipusha iwewe
mm-hmm.
sadunga munhu nai
mm-hmm.
kuti remangwana rangu rinofana kunge rakamira zvakaita sei
mm-hmm.
unosara mumashure ataura nauye Mbare Musika ataura nauye Mpedzanhamo
mm-hmm.
that's informal sectors
mm-hmm.
dzakakreatwa nemusangano
mm-hmm.
Grandview Area 8 kunovezwa mawardrobes, kunovezwa zvakasiyana siyana. Mupedza namo kunotengeswa hembe dzemabhero kana vanonohodha kudana South Africa kwakadaro. Handiti. Saka kana ini ndikagona kunohodha mabhero angu ndikanovhura mupedza namo ndikaita mari yangu. Ndaona zvine opportunity kuti ndiite mari inogona kundiraramisa. Uyu murume uyu anobva aitungamirira the most richest province in Zimbabwe, Mashonaland Central. Kungo daiso chete pa Mobra, panditi?
La goride.
Goride. Panditi. Vaingo manya, vachita toi toi, vasinga fungera ore mangwa. Chisha kamu kutadzisa kuenda kuma offices e mines. Kuno tindawea oe nini, as a citizen of this country. Ndoda kuapply o maini. Ndiwanewo pekuchera chi goridhe. Fama anaro akaruwana. Kana asina kuriwana udera wake. Nekuti it was open to everybody. Kuti another farm. Apply to Minister of Lands. And it's uwane farm. Pati dambudziko raiva nevanhu ava. Vaifunga kuti vachafa vari machairman. Vasingazive kuti kune upenyu unoda kuraramwa after zvigaro. Ofuti nanhasi ndozvavanofunga kuti ini ndaikorekta mari ndichididi. Kwete. I'm clean. Handina mari yandaitora.
Okay.
We can move around and ask vanhu vacho vanokutaurirai. But ndaitova protector.
How?
Panhau yekuti, you know, especially ukapinda mutowns. Kanso yaitiyo hatidi kunzwa kuti kuna windi, hatidi kunzwa zvakazoti handiti.
Okay.
Ini ndoti aiwash. Ko kana kusina mabasa, itatombowana kuti apa pano opportunity yekuti ndikakulodhera mota yako, wondisira wodhura izvi. Chakaipa chii? Munhu achishamarara. Bare 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 grave 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 grave. Mota yako yozara, wondisira chii? Dola. Izvi, exchange ini ndaita basa, iwondibhadhara wodhura. Handiti. Nekudaro vazhinji mayouth womuHarare vakararama nezvipi?
Okay.
Vakararama naizvozvo. And ndikatofaita kuti ndaida kuti zvirigalaizwe. Kuti zvinge zviri pamutemo vasasungwa. And zvikarambo hazvo. Pati handizivi kuti murume uyu sei asina kuwana mine. Handizive kana aine mapepa aakaita akarambirwa. Kana akanga asina ruzivo. Aidi kubvunza chairman mukapital city.
Nice.
Kuti zvinofambiswa sei? Tomubatsira kuti zvinoitwa sei? Zvinonyorwa sei? Tinodai. Dambudziko randakaona mune vamwe vangu. Vaifunga kuti zvese zvinongoda kuti musangano uvaitire. Ivo vakarelax.
Saka tiri kuti mayouth, okay, not necessarily comrade Tsenengam,
sure.
But mamwe mayouth havana njere dzekuita kuvhura maopportunities mupenyu wavo.
The opportunities are there already.
Havana njere dzeinvestment.
Yes.
Saka toita sei kuti tivape njere. Voita sei.
I think kunotomboda kuitwa ma workshops.
Yema youth.
Okay. Regarding that is from Koma. Takaona His Excellency vachi commissioner nyaya kuvhurwa kwemugwagwa we
Harare Bedbridge.
Harare Bedbridge.
Tikanobvunza
izvozvo izvi kuti kune here maita vakamboisawo ma application yekuti aiwa isu tinokwanisawo kuti tinge tichidi. Tichigadzirawo mugwagwa. Nekuti hapana chinoshamisira pakugadzirawo kwemugwagwa.
Ndizvo.
I've made my application there.
Okay.
And it. But tikavabvunza kuti makaitei hapana. Then that opportunity ikatorwa nema big fish. Kutanga kuchema chema. Aiwa onai vanongopanana vega vega nana ningi nana ningi. Aiwa wakamboitere application yako ikarambwa. Ndopa nenyaya. They don't apply. Nekuti vanenge vakateya. Kuda kuzoti aiwa vanopanana vega. Of course. Ukao tikaona kuti hapana ari kupa manyira apa. Hatinongotora akatopawo ningi. Kuti basa ridi. Ifambe. Hatingamirire ka vanhu vari lazy isusu kuti nyika ifambe.
Alright. Regende pose mvunzo kwa muri mesa anosoti ndana achatanga kutora. Panyaya yematenda nekuwana kuona ma opportunities uku. There have been accusations yekuti those in the party, in the Zanu-PF party, vano benefit kana vanotanga ku benefit. Saka now we are bringing in nyaya kuti kune Harare Bedbridge. Don't you think, Uti, my youth will essay a nika, a bit from MDC ZANPF, one of an ongulaji benefit?
Okay, fine. I will take that question, but before I respond to the question, I would want to just make a single submission to what Comrade Jim has saying.
Uh-huh.
It's very true that there is a tendency within young people of thinking that they will remain young and of looking at themselves as small kids, just wanting some handouts from a chef, like I said before, of thinking that maybe they will remain leaders within the party, like he had rightly said. When I was, even before I was chairman, I got a farm. I've got my own farm, which I got. I got two mining claims. The first one in Bindura, then the other one in Shamba, in Chakonda area.
Okay.
I've got my two mining claims, small claims where I'm juggling, trying to hustling, trying to make ends meet. from that point, it's not a big venture. Okay. It's a small venture. Why? Because mines are not being sold. No one is selling mines to anyone. But it's just that you need to pay administration fees.
Okay.
So that you get your licenses, you do your things legally.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the people who was at the forefront, even when I was chairman, saying this government must legitimize Chikorokoza. Ndichiti inini munoda here kuti mwana akasangana negoridhe achikoke makumbo nekutiza achitiza goridhe rake munyika yake unzinoko machikoke makumbo chidunzi ndaona goridhe why. Can we do that? Ask Minister Kasukwera. He will tell you in 2012 at concession when we had our provincial 21st February movement. I said that. It's on record. I was saying, oh, look, you have to open up opportunities for young people. And on that point, I also said, when I was also challenging young people to say, no, look, you cannot just sit and relax and say, it must come to you. It will not. You have to make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was not aware that I have my two mining claims. Maybe if he is comfortable, I can even rent one of it to him so that at least he can maybe try to get something.
My point
is, he is very correct to say we have a tendency as young people of thinking that maybe everything must be given to us
on
a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
It will not happen. Opportunities are there.
Okay.
And when there are no opportunities, we have to create opportunities by ourselves. I would want to say, when Jim was chairman in Harare, he would run around trying to make ends meet, getting some cash here, getting some cash there, which I would not want to condemn.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that was within his reach. It's not a crime. Even if he got money from Marengs, even if he got money from Pedzenamo, it was something that was within his reach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that everyone else is doing today. So why should it be criminalized on Jim alone to say, why did you do it?
Because
you have all the towns in town. They are doing it every day. You have everyone, even Wakuru Ima Purisa, getting their percentages from the ranks.
Mm.
He knows it. So why should it be put? why should it be put on? Okay, fine. Let me finish on that one. So why should it be put on a single person to say so and so was just doing this as if no one else is doing it or is involved?
Mm.
Then coming to the question that you raised in terms of tenders. I've seen one, young people who are not taking up opportunities that are availing themselves.
Okay.
Two, I've also seen Madara not also wanting young people to be empowered.
Because
deliberately, they would want you to continue begging them so that you remain their subject. Why? Because they are used to seeing you calling.
It's like your life depends on them.
Exactly. Utokumbira chef and apera airtime. okay, regando kutumira. So the moment ya uchatanga kurega kufona, acha netsika kutisaka, kana asisa wane airtime kwa ndiri, alikuwana kunani. So you must continue to beg them. You must continue to be on your knees regarding them as your God for survival. So this is also, so it's two-sided. We have young people who are not taking up opportunities or creating opportunities for themselves. And we also have a leadership which is deliberately elbowing out young people from deals. We have a leadership which has got a tendency of creating mafana vanemari outside the party structures.
Okay.
Yeah? And impoverishing their own in the party. So that these people continue to be loyal to them. But vafana varikunze vachita cash.
Okay. All right.
So kana ama diri emari vanaita nevamwe vafana.
Asi
vafana vari mupati. Anditika kana vane kana vakada kukupa diri, vanokupa diri rimwe, vanogona kuna kukupa rimwe diri rine moto. Anditika wopinda muchidiri chiche, wapinda mudiri. They will use that deal mangwana ukada kumutsa musoro.
Okay.
Yeah, kuti no uri kuziva here kuti gorere so wakambodai. So you find boys wearing black suits and magogros vakamira pa dhura kuvachikunokera kuti ah ko nawi comrades senenga me gorere yakazenge yafamba sei. So it will quickly come to your mind, oh shit, now and this is not protection. So what do you do? You then go back to them and say, you know, mkuru na andika rasika ndadini.
That's okay.
Because they will use that to continue to blackmail you and manipulate you in the future. So then you also have some, though there are few, who are genuine, who also give these opportunities to young people, but they are very, very few. The majority are vasiku guta.
Alright, Comrade Jim, you want to say something?
You know, I'm very happy that my colleague here is actually accepting that there is total empowerment in ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that one is a fact.
I'm saying, as young people, these are experiences with the MDC people.
Inini pandiri.
Okay.
Tirikuti isusu one man, one mind.
All right.
Atondi taridza kudhara kuri corrupt. You see? Pakuti atori ne two McClains.
Apa kutori nemwe asina.
Kune mumwe ari kutochema kuti ina handitori ina. Iye ane two.
Okay.
What it means akashandisa position yake when he was provincial youth chairman of Mashonaland and Central to acquire those two claims.
But in me, Comrade Jim, mangam sa oranye kuti kana orimo mposi ni mumuka. Shansa po inonzi posi ni to elevate yourself.
You have aufano kuma greed.
Okay.
One in that ora zanak. Kana pasi ya mumuka no kuti pani imwe ya wone ya kashama. Wadi kurongero wamo vechidi kivatorio. Even vice wake. Kana kuunga ni zava na we kusero kana ku branch. And it kana even varimo province imomo. Kuti ya wanda kupewa openya pa muri 10. Chira na iklem yenyi. Fama anaro. Andi ze kuti arguri mehere. Nekuti anzana mbosanga na naye kuma flows kana ku GMP.
Okay. Alright.
It must be of those farms that rikuti tofana kuzita repossess. Oro tozi cheka. Nekuti zikuri machi sora.
Alright.
But isa boteja urumende. Kuti zingo zi mzibabu muneji. Mune nzara. I want to visit to this farm today. After this, I think I'm referring to
it. So, these are programs that are requested by President Mugabe.
No, pana nyaye matenda akamukoma.
All right, fine, it's okay.
And ataura uyu. Inini ndiri mumwe wevanhu akaramba kushandiswa. And I'm still level yekupiwa $20. Ndakatosvikopa level yekupa. Not to be given. I'm not a spade ganofamba yakangodai all the time, waiting to receive.
Okay,
all
right.
No. Because I was empowered. I don't beg anyone else. I don't need anything from anyone else within the party. What I want my party to do is to create an opportunity for me to work very hard and get money. Simple.
Okay. All right. All right. And that's what I need my empowerment programs are with where I. Ma programs anonzi ari kubva kuna President Mugabe, and is it
really sure?
But kana aenda ku my youth kwa muri imi ma chairman ndichizvidzika kuma CEO zvinozotanga kuita corruption mukati. But kana mukuru vakuudzwa musoro kuti zvine chinzi zviri right, vari kuzviziva here zvinhu izvi? Ndo zviri kuitika pasi maprograms avo kuti ari kushanda mimi sema former chairs and what not, muri kumashandisa zvinhu izvi kuti to your own benefit muchiisedle navamwana.
Ipapo mukoma mataura zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Mugabe vanomira papodium,
mm-hmm,
votaura zvavataura palevel yavo,
mm-hmm,
zvodzika
zviyawana
zvouya pane imwe level,
mm-hmm,
vachitarisira kuti zvinofanira kudzika zvakare kubva pathat level zvichidzika again pane imwe level. Handiti,
mm-hmm,
dambudziko rinozoitika zvasvika pana shamwari yangu Tseninga,
mm-hmm,
zvagara patable atanga kutaridza kuti bhebhi rangu rakati rinofanira kuenda. Muningina wangu uyu anofanira kuenda.
Alright.
Hama yangu imwe inofanira kuenda. Kana kuti takuti aiwa imbotanga wandipowo ka kickback,
mm,
kuti ndikutambidzawo chinhu chipi
chinichi.
Asi ivo baba vamugabe kuti vazozviziva zvinogona kutora nguva, nekuti dzimwe nguva iwewe pauri hauna link yekuti uvaone one on one ugone,
yes,
kutaura,
yes,
navo. Kana kuti maziso avo ari paground,
mm-hmm,
dzimwene dzenguva inini ndindiri paground,
mm-hmm,
I'm a junior officer,
okay,
ndikanyora ripoti yangu ndichitema iwewe, kana kuti ripoti yanyorwa iri kutema Tsenengamu ini ndini ziguru rako, zvichinosvika pandiri ndikaona muina Tsenengamu ndototanga ndarabha,
yes,
zvatsenengamu handiti ndonyora mune zvakanaka, nekuti ndinewo zvandiri kubhenefita kubva kunani? Kuna Tsenengamu. Ndo dambudziko rataita munyika medu muno.
Mm-hmm.
But chokwadi chiripo vamugabe vazama kumbopa.
Mm-hmm.
Asi vari kupiwa vacho njere ndo pasina.
Ndo songi yavachipanga iya.
Vakaimba popai ndokana ndichiiterera misininguva.
Okay, come, right, I wanted to make this response and say, no look. Nyika ino ine policy one man one farm.
Okay.
That's the policy.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of mineral claims that you may have, there is no such policy.
Okay.
Which says
one
kamgodi ke goride. I'm not aware that there is such a policy. And for anyone to think that it's corruption, it's not. Because there was no point at which the party gave mineral concessions to party members. There was no such arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
If Comrade Jim can say it, kuti pane pakapiwa migodi ne party, there was no such program. Yeah, I initiated those things on my own, okay, in the same way that everyone else is doing it. You need to go to ku mining ministry Pazimre Center and facilitate your papers, mm-hmm, by yourself, not even saying I'm a provisional chairman, because these are not party things. This is my personal venture. In the same way that Jimu may be having two houses in Harare,
mm-hmm,
in the same way that he may have the opportunity to collect whatever that he collected, whether from Mpezanamo, Market Square, 4th Street, mm-hmm, wherever. Those were opportunities that were availed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Though fine through the party jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to mining claims, I registered the mining claims by my own, using my own resources.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's a personal venture. Like he rightly said before, you have to differentiate between a party and a business.
In business, yes.
So this is business. It has got nothing to do with the party. And like he rightly said, uchingova pamaubra. Kuenda kwese kuigoride,
mm-hmm,
andidi hapana munhu anonzi pano pane mugodi ndiwe unototsvaga kuti pano pane goride here, andidi unotoenda wopiwa prospecting license or prospector usinobadhara mari ya pega wopegerwa obadhara ma map and everything, hapana, mm-hmm, panonzi no pano pane mine unototsvaga kungosvika songoti no pano pangaite goride. You look at the features dzinogona kubatsira kuti identify mine,
mm-hmm,
so for my chairman, former chairman Wemu Eben,
mm-hmm,
he may not be having an idea, but he may go, you know, say, so he may be thinking kuti no migodi yaita zvekutonzi pano umwe pano umwe. So handigone kutsvaga mugodi, handitika handigone kutsvaga mugodi. No, sorry. Maybe if you can allow him to. In the same way that he had, his opportunity to say out whatever he was saying, all this I was quiet. I think so he must respect my right of reply. So I am saying, when I registered my minds, my small claims, this was not being facilitated in a party. I did it by myself. Unless if he is to say there was such a program that was initiated by the party, he has to put it before you and prove it.
Mm.
But I'm saying to you, there was no such program. To even to this very hour, even if you go to Zimbabwe Center, unotona vanhu variko nemapega akagara panze paipai. And they say, "Vari kutomirira vanhu vekubatsira, havasi vanhu veparty. They are doing their business."
No, my dear friend.
So in terms in terms of thinking kuti migodi inopiwa neparty. Kune vanhu veMDC vane migodi. Kune vanhu veNPP vane migodi. These are opportunities availed to every citizen, despite the fact yekuti uri ZANU PF or MDC.
Okay.
So for anyone to want to politicize opportunities, it's very criminal. And it cannot be allowed.
No, no.
We don't have to stoop so low to a point where people think opportunities belong to ZANU PF. Mines belong to ZANU PF or farms belong to ZANU PF. It's not it. That's unconstitutional.
Okay.
These resources belong to everyone. So if Jim wants a mining claim, I will have to teach him how he can access one. In the same way that he should have taught me how to get money from touts and ranks.
All right, come on, Jim. You want to say something?
You see, you know, actually, when the next Zabanam come on, and it, the Qatar for time you have to apply. And it could have got a claim. Kune munhu akanga to apply and it before him. And it munyena nas asata awana that claim.
Okay.
Because he was a provincial chairman of the party.
Mm.
Eh? The party helped him to get his papers done so quickly.
If you can explain how.
Maybe yes.
The Minister of Mines is a member of what? It's an appeal. It's something that is very clear.
Were you there when I met him? Were you there? Or is it an assumption?
It's not an assumption.
Were you there?
Remember, I was also a provincial chairman, just like you.
So, all right,
how many times did we visit the Minister of Local Government? By that time was Obed Mpof. Minister of Mines,
yes.
How many times?
You guys both went together.
Yes. Including all the provinces.
You are a Christian. You mustn't lie.
No, I'm not lying.
Mm.
You know, if I was aware that I'm going to be asked this question, I would bring some meanness here.
Okay. I think we'll organize another interview where you guys will bring out your meanness and whatever.
I just want to prove it.
Mm. So that my claims are going to happen, they will be substantiated. Because by now it's your word against his. Now it's also we are unprivileged that this is written.
This also.
Mm.
But in your equity, Anga Ziramba and it. Of course, Abana Zandinga it. But one day, I will come here and talk about evidence. You go to one ever room. Monota Garapasi. Tofuri ran out of room, one night no fun in Zara. Taita say. Gatti die. Musangano, what is supporter? Zvakaipa kuramba kuti musangano wakandibatsira kuti ndinge ndine ichi neichi. Zvakangonaka kuti ndibvume pandiri kuti aiwa tsenenga muzveshuwa akandibatsira ndichitsvaga famu kuti ndiri wani oko. Handisi kuti ndiye akandipa but akandibatsira.
So we have my ministers vari kubetsera my youth based on partisan grounds.
No. Listen, my friend.
I'm just quoting you, comrade.
Ukaenda kuya. Kana kuti regaindipe mufananidzo wokudai ndiwe maybe ini ndoto kukuziva
wo
wasvika wo pamwe ndiri minister ku office kwangu uri kuda kubatsirika handi ndizvozvo ndokuna kupusha mapepa zvako so faster
than
ndiwe munhu wandisikatombozivo kuti uyu anonzani.
So it's happening within
it's happening even uka minister wa MDC ndikaenda inini personal ku ministry andizi
ichitukamirwa naminisa wemdc kusvika kuti ndijimu heroyi vanobva ngoti zanopiwepo chipangano hapana chichafamba ipapo. I've been applying land in Harare kusitofarare
but murutadza uiwana
handiiwane handisa ndaiwana kusvika ndaita give up ndatosiya that business because ndakaona kuti handipiwe.
So imi you think kuti kusaiwana kwenyu kuri kunzwa nekuti muri wekuzanu pf and
because ndiri wekuzanu pf kanzuri iri kuranwa nechi
nemdc
and zviripo zviri clear izvozvozvo handingambozvirambi. Saka nyaya yekuti mukoma wangu avaka zvimwe ngavabvume havo zvimwe voramba nekuti nhasi vaapanze handiti vaakuda kuramba kuti vakanga vachibatsirwa nezanu pf kuti vasvike pavasvika nhasi. It's bad. Zanu pf yakatibatsira iye neni hongu yaapanze ini ndakamboenda panze ndikakurumidza kuona ndikadzoka iye achida kuramba haka ari pai
Alright, interesting.
Okay, fine. Maybe concluding on this one.
We need to wrap up this one.
To wrap up on this one. What I wanted to say was, and still is, there was at no point, there wasn't any time at any point when the party assisted me to get mining claims.
Okay.
Yeah. I will stand on that one and defend myself and say, who did assist me on that one? Nobody. I did it by myself.
But you agree that some ministers are propping up some news?
I'm getting it from Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I'm getting it now from him that certain ministers in government are excluding some other people from benefiting from government programs on the basis of their political affiliation. So it's being said by Jim here, and I'm getting it here now.
All right.
But my point is, if by any means the party had assisted me to acquire those mines, and in the same way that I fell out of favor with the party leadership, they would have grabbed those mines from me.
Okay.
On the very same day I got out of the party and started saying some of these issues I've been saying in my press conferences. So it is because I acquired the claims by myself. So my submission is, people like even when I was in Zanu PF must not be be excluded from benefiting from government programs on the basis of their political affiliation. But because the problem is there, like he has rightly said, it has to be dealt with. If he is not in a position to access land because the city of Harare is being run by MDC officials, then it's very unfortunate. But like he's pointed out, that ministers can assist him. I think he has got the chance to go to Minister Kasukwere, since Minister Kasukwere is Zanu PF, so that he, if what he was saying was true, so that Minister Kasukwere can give a directive to the subordinates in the council to say no.
Abuse of office now. I can't do that.
All right, gentlemen, we need to wrap up this.
I will continue fighting my own way until I get there.
All right, fine. All right, so this is the program Youth and the Road to 2018, where we're talking to former ZANPF provincial chairpersons, Comrade Jim Kunaka and Comrade Govind Senengam. All right, gentlemen, now we need to move on from, you know, these personal things. Now we need to talk about national things, right? We have got the 2018 elections coming up, and we've got, you know, a lot of presidential candidates who were there. We've got President Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai. Now I have to, you know, choose. I have to make you choose between President Mugabe and any other candidate who's around. Who do you think is going to win and why? And who would you vote for? Comrade Senengam.
Okay, for me, now look. In the past, I would support President Mugabe. I was a ZANPF member, not just a member, but I was also a position holder under that party. So I would normally vote for President Mugabe. But now look, I no longer have any reason why I should vote for him now. I appreciate what he has done for this country, for all of us to be where we are today. He remains my hero. He remains my personal hero. Okay. He is human. He has got his own strengths. He has got his own weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But for some reasons, now I cannot act against my conscience by voting him again in 2018. Why? Because I feel he has not done what he had promised us when we voted for him in 2013. Mm-hmm. In 2013, he promised to indigenize. He has not indigenized. He has totally abandoned the indigenization program. In 2013, he promised to develop. I have not seen any development. Okay. I have seen infrastructure dilapidating, getting to stages where you see you can't even think that this used to be an infrastructure which was viable in any way. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, he promised to empower. Mm-hmm. I've not seen anyone being empowered. Maybe if they're just a few people within the ranks.
We have someone like Psychology Mazivisa recently made remarks that ZANU-PF created 3.3 million jobs. On the okay, fine. In 2013, they had promised 2.2, and then he's saying they surpassed that to 3.3. What's your take on that?
Okay, fine. Like I said, they had promised to indigenize, mm-hmm. to empower, to develop, and lastly, to employ. Mm-hmm. We promised the people as ZANU-PF in 2013 that we will employ and create jobs. Mm-hmm. Around 2.2 million. Yes. But to be very, very frank, in terms of formal jobs, which were the ones that were promised, I'm not sure if any has been created. What I witnessed were people losing out their jobs, even in government entities, in parastatals, in private sectors where we had companies closing. So in terms of job creation, I'm sure ZANU-PF has failed. But for me then to say, to argue with Mazivisa in terms of his definition of a job.
Yes.
I was there at Sapes Trust,
yes, yes.
where he said, even if I give you a chance to wash my clothes, that's a job. But so in terms of that, fine. We have so many people who have lost their formal jobs. We have now become housemaids. We have now become garden boys. We have been turned into vendors.
So ZANU-PF's promise was vague. It is that formal.
No, it was not vague. It's just that Mazivisa is trying to play with people's minds, mm-hmm. thinking that Zimbabweans are fools. People are not fools. But it is because that question was posed to him. So he had to find an answer to that.
Mm.
But in terms of being sincere, he knows that the party has failed to create 2.2 million jobs. Mm-hmm. But as a politician, fine, he must find an answer to every question.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing is, people are no longer fools. People know. Young people who graduated from 2013 to this day, expecting to get a job, and Mazivisa talks of giving you a chance to wash his clothes or even his inner garments, and claims that to be a job. That's an insult. So the president has been going to all state universities, capping graduates. Eh? And then someone comes out and claims that we have created jobs for you. That's an insult. Even it's better for Mazivisa to say, we have tried, but we have challenges, but we are in the process of doing so. People would understand that than to say, no, we have surpassed the target when we had people losing jobs. Mm. It's very unfortunate. Okay. But you would expect that from him because he's singing for his supper.
All right, fine. Comrade Jim Kunaga, also throw the same question to you. Who would you vote for and who do you think is going to win and why?
Your question, Shamar, is an obvious answer. My blood. Uh-huh. If you cut me right now here.
You bleed, ZANU-PF?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's obvious, but I'm Dara Bobo.
But at 93,
even at 105, I will go for Mugabe.
Why?
I'm voting for his wisdom. It's not all about age. It's about the wisdom.
Right. Which brings me to my next question, Comrade Kunaka. We have got my youth, Varimu Mpati. You included. Don't you harbor any, presidential ambitions one day? Maybe kana kuti let's say in the next 10 years you're talking about President Mugabe kuti no vote kana vane want
to cross the bridge when we get to it.
So for now you're not concerned about kuti papa
I still need to rise with the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So when that time comes, I will let you know.
So munabasa nezvekuti papa zvaita youth leader kana kuti pazodi.
When the time comes, I will just contest. I will just throw my name in the basket and say I want to be a youth leader at national level.
And then, all right, fine. Well, we said that I was trying to avoid this issue, energy for Lacoste and whatnot. But then I think it's something that we can also talk about.
Maybe, sorry, before you get to that, okay. I'd left out certain things pertaining to that question that you had right, posed fine. To me.
Okay.
The problem that we have as a nation is as much as ZANU-PF through its leader has failed to can I explain?
Can you guide my friend?
You are given the chance.
Let me just give me 1 minute.
He's not talking on behalf of the nation, but for himself.
Okay, just 1 minute from the Nangam, and then you wrap up and then you give him to.
With what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying this because you must agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not speaking on his behalf.
Mm-hmm. Are you the mouthpiece of the nation?
I'm not speaking on his behalf. Mm-hmm. So if you can restrain him from.
All right, gentlemen, go ahead, I think let's give each other, you know, a chance to speak.
Okay, let's right. go ahead, my friend.
Go ahead, comrade.
No, that's okay. my point is, you have on this side ZANU-PF, which has failed to deliver as per its promises,
mm-hmm.
the 2013 promises, because I was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a youth leader. So when the party said, we indigenize, we empower, who develop, who employ. I had every reason to believe in that.
You were happy?
Yes, yes. Who was not? At the prospects of getting 2.2 million jobs, who would not vote for that? When someone says, we are going to empower, and you want to be empowered, you want the opportunities, you want an environment which you are able to even make money. Who doesn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the basis why I rallied young people to vote for ZANU-PF, and this is why I rallied young people to vote for President Mugabe as the ZANU-PF candidate, on that basis, that they were going to be developed, empowered, employed, and everything that ZANU-PF had promised. But now that promise has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has happened. So you cannot entrust against someone who has failed in fulfilling his promise and give him another chance. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because like on my side, time is running out. Why should I? Then the other problem that we now have is there has been no serious opposition that has managed to provide a lucrative alternative for the young people.
Okay.
They failed. All their business is Mugabe must go.
Mm-hmm.
They are not providing an alternative. They don't have anything to give to young people, even in terms of their promises or anything that they think they can do as a political party.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a dilemma as young people. We are found between a hard place and a rock. Mm-hmm. ZANU-PF has failed, and equally you have a confused opposition.
So what is the we
so so that? For me, I have not yet decided who I will vote for. In terms of a presidential candidate, but in terms of a parliamentary candidate, I'll vote for myself because I'm standing. I'll vote for myself.
All right,
sure.
Come on, Jim.
Goma, the good I will vote for Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally empowered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with the life that I'm living today.
Mm-hmm. But
gate. Kutendera angu anditi ndikatosvika ndovhurone remote ndichipinda
ofisi
takanga tisingazvitarisire kuti ndozva ndichava kune vanotouyawo kuzobhadhara kuti landlord tauyawo ka mari baba emba yenyu yatiri kugara.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of empowerment. But kana varume ava vakaita mari through empowerment vaka misuse by humanizing.
Okay.
Then
okay.
They are crying foul today and say, "Hati namba ona empowerment." Muno makato create employment. Mataka garamuno. Izvatiri kutaita izvi.
Andifunga kuti zvinhu izvi ndezva ministers. Ndezvani.
You see 1 2 3 4 people here vari pa left so varikutoita
basa so. Zvinhu zviri kutofamba. Handiti. Ko why uchida ku employ waisiri kuti be an employee.
Okay.
An employer. You would have ramba uchitindora kungo kuzongoshandira mumwe.
But the party said it will create employment. Why did the party say
right.
that
in right,
the
right, comrade, Tenengam, let's
okay,
give,
I'll answer your question.
Let's give comrade Kunak.
I'm not in doubt that the PF can create my jobs.
How many?
I did not count them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to put some houses down there with cats. Huh?
Mm.
And most of the young people were employed from that area. Dagawana complex yaiva kwa gain along Beatrice Road.
Mm-hmm.
Inini, dinda katono saina in MOU, nemu naiva kai papo kuti ndini ndichapinza my youth pastor from my ward.
Mm. But then, do you see now a pattern in Rwanda bokomukuna? Ndi kuti imimi muripo papa forefront kwezvinhu izvi. Ndimi muri kubenefita, ndimi muri muchi tora zvinhu izvi muchizonopa vamwe. Munozozvi dispute equally here manje.
Hey, ini ndakaita equally. If you go ward Mandogara and ask the young people there, they will tell you.
Mm. So per project yamuta repa Beatrice, how many youth vaka benefit so far?
450 on record.
Okay.
Go to Sito Farare, they got it.
Mm.
Recently Sito Farare kwakapinda vanhu basi. Musuno Econet yakapinda we call it Net One. Yakatora mayuta yakapinda basi. Problem yoro kunzwa yevari kuchema vaya vaya. Vada kunoita ma banker, ivo vasina ma qualifications ekuva ma banker.
But comrade Kunaka, every from let's say from September till December, panita graduation over 10,000 people were not graduated. And vanhu vava vari kuti havana mabasa. Toita sei now?
We need to sit down with those young people.
Tovaonera kuti mabasa muikonomi yakadai.
It's not about kuti vawanire mabasa. They need to create jobs.
How do we create
a
job?
We need to ask the government to put money there.
Where is the money coming from?
You borrow the money.
From where?
You borrow the money.
From where? When you don't have anyone willing to give money to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but what
bank? Who go to China?
Mm.
No, go to Russia?
He's talking about China.
Asian countries. They are willing to help Zimbabwe.
Right.
Okay.
They are willing.
No, okay, fine. I wanted to say he's talking about borrowing money. IMF and World Bank are not willing to give money to Zimbabwe. Even China is not willing to give money to Zimbabwe. Everyone knows.
Using position ekuti is a former provincial chairman.
No,
huh?
No,
that. If I could go to Kebs right now and say, "Depay or print out, Godfrey Senenga Maripo," I got to Amaraka misuser by marrying so many wives. Then can we blame it to the president or to the government that I was not empowered?
All right. All right. Okay, fine. I would take it this way. That comrade Kunaka is implying that I got money from CBZ. I'm swearing here today to say, if any CBZ official is viewing this video, can you please come forward and with evidence to say, Senengamu, you got so much.
Mm.
No, wait. I didn't.
You were talking.
No.
I was talking, my friend.
No.
Allow me.
I did it. I didn't get even a single cent. You are a friend to Sevia Kasukwere. Go and ask Sevia Kasukwere to say, how much did Senengamu get from the youth fund? Not even a single cent. I challenge anyone, including you, to come back to this studio at 263 chat with a printout from CBZ with my approval. You can do that and show to them that I have this name. My point is, okay, fine. My point is, I will take it as a joke.
No,
that's me. I'm saying.
What do you want to take it as a joke?
No, I'm saying I will take it as a joke. That Jim is hallucinating to say I got money from CBZ. As a point of fact, I didn't get anything from CBZ or any bank. I didn't get anything.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
No, wait. No, no, wait, wait, wait a bit.
At one point,
I bought the Sierra,
reference Sierra for my friend. Yeah. Ambo Sungi Swandit. Tatita Betty Dera President, eh?
No, this is personal.
Oh, okay, no, 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 no. There's something that I want to say.
I don't think
if you want what I want to say. No. Allow me to say this.
No, no, it's okay. If you want to go it personal, then I think you lose the
we are now you know diverting from why you're here.
No, that's okay. You are anchoring. It's
yes,
up to you.
We are now diverting from why we're here. I think let's stick to to the issues that we have to.
Let me leave it, but Mandy block
you are anchoring.
So this is the program Zimbabwe. This is Youth and the Road to 2018. We are having a heated argument here, as you can tell with my comrades here. So we'll continue this debate soon. And
Capital 263.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at 263chat. Our website www.263chat.com.